Well, that was kind of big news that I woke up to.
Well, hello, everybody, and curling fans from around the world. Another episode, not just another episode of Inside Curling with our two World Curling Hall of Famers, Kevin Martin and Warren Hansen, a special show, breaking news, the equivalent yesterday of, in the world of curling, this is the equivalent of Wayne Gretzky retiring, or Tiger Woods saying, I'm going to hang him up. Jennifer Jones has retired, and as only we can, we've got her coming on in 2 minutes. Thank you all to you for listening, and thank you to all our great sponsors on Inside Curling, Jackpot City, Coyote Tractor, and Goldline. So as mentioned, Jennifer Jones is going to hang it up at the end of the curling season. She's in the Scotties this week, and we caught her. She's got about 30,000 interviews to do today, and we caught her. What a career that she's had. It's, you know, two Olympics, a gold medal, 18 Scotties that she's been at, two world championships, 10 grand slams, the greatest of all time voted by TSN in 2019. That hasn't changed. And this is just, it's Kevin's bad news. I think it's bad news.
Well, sure bothers everybody that loves watching Jennifer Jones curl. But you know, with Jennifer, she'll keep busy. Don't worry. And she'll be still involved in our wonderful sport. But you can't play forever, unfortunately. But sad day.
Well, let's find out what she has to say. Goldline brings you our most popular segment, probably, Who's in the House. And today will be very popular. Goldline Curling is proud to be the founding partner of United We Curl, a nonprofit focused on expanding diversity in curling. Learn more at unitedwecurl.com. You see, if you're the GOAT, Kevin, you don't need to knock on the door. You have a fob, and you can get in without having to knock. And here she is. We're joined by, she's got the key, man. We're giving her the key to the show. Here she is. Welcome, Jennifer. Come on in.
Well, that was kind of big news that I woke up to. What's going on? What made you decide that?
You know, I don't know. I've been back and forth over the last little while. And it's funny because everybody always asks me about retirement. I didn't really ever think about it, and people would bring it up. And I think it was just a matter of, you know, looking at our kids. And, you know, Isabella won a couple of awards this year. And I do feel like I'm super present. We always make, you know, homework FaceTime calls. And I never really felt like I was missing out on really anything. And I felt like I was always there. But she won this award and I was curling and I had to watch it by video. And it made me think, you know, I want to be that mom, that crazy mom in the front row with the pom-pom standing up and cheering. And I want to be there. And I just, you know, that was kind of what I was thinking. And I really didn't know if I could commit to two more years. So it just felt like now was the right time to give the girls an opportunity to find somebody else.
When it comes to curling, I got to talk about the team. Got to ask about the team because it's been an incredible growth with you and the young and your young team. How does that continue on? Like, what's going on with that?
You know, they're just awesome. Like, and when I told them about all of this, they were so supportive. The first thing they said to me, and it just makes me, is that they are so honored that they're going to be sharing the ice with me on my last game. And that tells me, and everything about them is people. They're just tremendous people. And I was really lucky to be able to share some time with them. And they've really grown as players and they're going to keep growing. And I can't wait to see what their future holds. And I'm sure they're going to find somebody that's going to lead them into greatness.
What's next for Jennifer Jones with curling? I know you're still going to play mixed doubles, right? You and Brent?
Yeah, we're still going to play as much as we can and see what we can do. The Olympic trials are less than a year away for mixed doubles. So there'll be lots of curling over the next little while. But it's, I don't know what's next. Now it's, you know, I've had a couple of opportunities come up. And now I'll actually have maybe potentially the time to pursue them a little bit further and see where they may lead. So we'll see what's next. And the moment I know, I will make sure I will tell you.
Jennifer, thanks for joining us and congratulations on a great career.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at some of the history. Two Olympics, gold medal undefeated, 18 Scotties, 6 wins, 2 world championship wins, 10 grand slams, and voted the greatest of all time in women's curling in the TSN poll in 2019. When we look back on all that, to you, there must have been a moment out there that stands out from all the rest. What was it?
Everybody's asking me that. And honestly, I just feel so grateful to have had the privilege to curl. And like, my whole experience in life in curling has just been to enjoy the moment. And I say this, like, every second I get to step on the ice and feel the crunch of the pebble and be out there with my team. To me, that was a highlight moment because I was doing what I love to do. I mean, there's adrenaline rush moments and moments that, you know, will stand out. Taking the ice the first time in at a Scotties, which I never even thought I'd make one Scotties, never mind this many. And it was in Brandon, hometown. That stands out to me. The shot in 05, just because of the adrenaline rush and the moment and winning the Olympics. But the moment at the Olympics would be the semifinal, the draw to the 4 foot to win. It was a great team shot. And then, you know, you're going to be on the podium. So and North Bay, Worlds at home, Penticton, the Worlds at home. Like, there's so many that it's impossible for me to choose, but I think the highlights for me lately are seeing my kids in the stands and seeing their eyes light up and realizing that, you know, that dreams do come true and being able to show them. That's the highlight for me.
So all of us that have curled at that level can always look back, and there's another moment, the oh my moment of when you lost a game or missed a shot, and always look back and say, what if that hadn't happened? Do you have one of those that you can think of?
I don't have any what ifs.
No, no what ifs.
No, I don't. If we could have just made a couple centimeters more in our draws to the button in Beijing, it might have been a different story. So maybe that's my what if. A bunch of draws to the button, a couple centimeters here and there would have made the difference.
So your dad, Larry, great guy, your coach for many years, the one that got you into curling. What impact did he have on your career overall?
His love of the game. My dad just loved curling, and he loved everything that curling represented. And I've never lost that. I always thought I'd stop curling. You know, you think it's going to be years in the future and all of a sudden it's here. But I always thought I'd stop curling when I didn't want to go practice anymore. I just, you know, I didn't want the grind of it all or my body hurt, but I've got none of those things. I love curling today as much as I did when I was 10 years old. And that's because of my dad. His love of the game and just the joy of being on the ice is something my dad gave me. And it shaped my career because I was never, ever in it for the wins. I was always in it for the love of the game. I love change. I love new things. I love experiencing everything life has to offer. But I've loved curling so much that it was kind of my focus. So as much as I'm sad to say goodbye, I cried pretty much all day yesterday. And I'm sure I'm going to cry some more. But I'm really, really excited for what the next thing is going to be. And I don't know what that is yet, but I'm excited to jump in with both feet. I don't do anything halfway.
Any interest in coaching?
You never know. Maybe. I would. I love the game. I know I'll probably help Isabella. She loves to curl. But yeah, I'd be interested maybe in coaching at a high level and just seeing maybe if I can bring a few things and help some teams be successful.
I've got an opening on a show you could host.
Yes. Good idea.
You're really good at television. I know you said you have no idea what you want to do, but do you literally mean that it was just a decision to quit curling, or is there something, you know, two or three things that you go, well, you know, maybe this is the right timing because of other things that I may look at?
No, there's nothing right now that's front and center. I did this just to do this, and now I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do next. I have been approached over the years with different opportunities, but there's a thing front and center right now, but now I'm available. So we'll see what happens. And like I said, I love kind of exploring new things, and I can't wait to jump in with two feet into the next thing that kind of calls my name.
Right. When did it first creep into your mind, Jennifer? Was there a moment about, oh, I got to look at retiring? Was it over a year ago or a few months ago, or talk about
No,
that?
Well, I think it's because everybody asked me about it. You can't help but think about it. Apparently I'm archaic. So, you know, it's a modern day miracle that I could still slide according to some, but, I think, that's really the only reason it came into my mind. But for me, no, it's just been, you know, here and there, but I still love the game. I still love to play. I still feel like I'm playing as well as I've ever played. We had a great season and ton of success. And this year we went to Japan and my kids were sick. And I just felt like we lost and I wanted to get home. And I really felt like, you know, I want to be there for them. And I think that kind of stood out. And then I also want to make sure that, you know, I'm not doing anything halfway, and I want the girls to have somebody that can come and train with them and practice with them as much as they need and want. And I didn't know if I had any more time to give. So it was just a matter of looking at everything, and it seemed like the best decision.
Do you think there's any chance Mackenzie Zacharias might come back and join your young team?
I'm not sure. I don't think the girls have gotten that far, but they were so supportive. And I said, I'm here, open ears. I want to help you. So I know, we'll chat about it, and I'm sure they'll figure out what they're going to do.
There was a collective, when this news broke yesterday, there was a collective sound from around the world from curling going, no, you can't do this to us. The face of curling, Jennifer, unbelievable career. We're going to be talking about you for a long time, and good luck this week. This is, I'm sure, every game will be emotional for you when you play each team. You've done it about a zillion times, and the viewership is going to go way up this week of the Scotties from what you've done, and the emotion will be heavy for you, I'm sure. But congratulations, Jennifer, and thanks a million for taking time to do this.
Thank you. I'm really excited for the week. I'm excited to go out there and soak it all up. The Scotties was a dream when I was little, so I'm excited to slide over those hearts one more time and just see what we can do and just enjoy it. And my whole family's coming to watch, so I'm very excited.
Super cool. Yeah, way to go.
Thanks, Jennifer. Guys.
Okay, yeah, thank
enjoy
you.
Enjoy it. Thanks.
Thanks, Jennifer. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
And there she goes, going to leave curling. Kev, did it bring you back to when you wanted to retire?
Well, it did, yeah. Well, I did right away. But Jennifer and I have talked about this over the last few years because it's inevitable. Unfortunately, you just have to call an end eventually. Now, Jennifer's still going to play some mixed doubles with Brent, so she's still going to be on the ice some. But this is going to be a big change for her, no question, and big change for all of us that love watching her. But well spoken and made a lot of sense to why. And you just have to do what you think you need to do in life. And it looks like she's pretty excited about moving on to the next stage,
right,
whatever that is.
We tried to ask her twice, or I did a second time. Was there something on the horizon that had something to do with this decision? And she said no. However, Warren, I can't help but think that the powers that be in curling are going to be, after the Scotties, knocking on our doors saying, we need you. We need you as an ambassador to the sport. There's always, you know, we've known for a few years now, right? There's a bunch of changes. You of all people, Warren, has said there needs to be a bunch of changes. They talked about reps at the table in Curling Canada. She's got to be ripe for the picking, Warren.
Well, I'm sure she's going to end up somewhere in the sport doing something, and as she suggested to us, she's not sure yet exactly what, but she's not going to be leaving curling, and she's going to be around for a long, long time. She's already been there for a long time. I'm thinking back to my first appearance of Jennifer when she was a junior, 1994. She won the Canadian Junior Women's and was put into an untenable situation because that's when the old system, it's now the new system, where the team had to wait a year to go to the Canadian Juniors. And it was said at that point, after 15 years, it was time to switch to take the team that won the year they won. And so she got kind of caught. And she won the Canadian Juniors in 1994, but in 1995, the current winner was going to go. So she had to come back to the Juniors at 1995 and entered the competition at the semifinal level. And guess who she got drawn against the first game? Kelly Scott. And she lost that game and as a result never got to play in a World Junior. So she made a sacrifice. And again, we've talked about it many times, but hurts me to some degree to see that they switch back to the way it was with the old system, and I just don't think that was a correct thing to do.
Why do you think she chose this at the beginning of the Scotties, Kevin, and not after?
I'm not sure you ever pick the time. You just need to do it when you think it's right, and it happened to be before the Scotties, but I think she's going to really enjoy this Scotties big time and have lots of fun. How much is the crowd going to love this Scotties? Wow. And then the rest of the season, the Players' Championship coming up in Toronto as well. And maybe a world championship. They're curling really good, Jim.
Right.
It's not necessary that this might be her last event on the Scotties and world side of things. There could be a world women's as well as the Players' Championship. So lots of curling yet for people to enjoy with Team Jones and Jennifer.
Yeah.
As you may remember, Jim, Kevin won his last competitive game.
Oh, I remember. Cripes, he tells me every week. He sends me a text. Yeah. Did you get approached, Kev, when you retired? Was the curling, as I say, the powers that be in curling, were they on you right away when you finished curling?
Well, I got out in front of it a bit. The team had already changed. If you remember, it actually kind of blew up a bit with Mark and Ben because they were already going with Cooey because I had told them the year prior. I told all of our sponsors the summer before. I flew across Canada, met with the presidents of the various companies. So it was all completely out, not out in the open, but it was out in the open amongst our team and our sponsors, my family, and so on. So there was no surprise. Everything was already pre-set up, Jimmy, a little bit different
right.
in that case. Yeah.
Do you think the timing was right, Warren, or would we love Jennifer to stay on a little longer? I mean, everyone's got to go sometime, but.
I was surprised. I thought she was going to finish out this quad and go through the trials for the 2026 Olympics. So she indicated why she made that change when she did. And I get it as to why she did it and probably just decided, you know, all of us who played the game, that's what I've always said. You have to decide when it's no longer feeling good for you. And I always use the comment of when I lose and a half hour later, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Then it doesn't matter. And I think those are the decisions we all have to make individually.
Yeah, she said, Kevin, one of the problems was she still likes to practice. And that doesn't sound like she's saying much, but talk to a guy who does retire saying, I hated going to practice. And that seems to be the time to quit, but not the case with her.
No, still love to play the game, but you heard her say that, you know, she lost out of, I think it was in Japan, and then right away she's not thinking about the loss to Warren's point. She's thinking, how in the heck am I going to get home to the kids?
Yeah, right.
Right? And so there's just a different level there of what matters the most, and I think that's really important. And if she knew that, she was, well, that's great. All the power to her.
Warren, what do you think separated Jennifer Jones from everybody else?
Oh, I think her tenacity. I mean, Jennifer Jones just never, ever, ever gives up. And that's always been the comment of never count out Jennifer Jones because you always knew she was going to be right there. So huge desire to win and do well. And I think that's what drove her.
Yeah.
What do you make the big shot, Jimmy. Make the big shot.
Yeah.
Nobody. She's like a Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus, how many times did he birdie 18?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jennifer Jones is like that.
And her dad had a huge influence. I knew Larry quite well, and he was Jennifer's number one fan. He was at every game. He coached her for many years, and I think he had a huge impact on her career as well.
Do you think some of it, you guys, you know, mixed doubles, Kevin, you know, everyone's liked this for a long time. It's getting more and more and more exposure. It's talked about all the time. She said she is going to. A caveat is I'm going to still curl with my husband, Brent Lang, who is, of course, a world-class curler. Do you think maybe some of it, Kev, is the schedule would get too crowded here to try and do both? Obviously, she loves mixed curling. That maybe she said, I got to stand down. I got to stand down and focus maybe only on the one discipline.
I think that's safe to say that she, yeah, but with curling with Brent, of course, they got to be having a ton of fun doing that together.
Right.
But it doesn't take up as much time. And for her, I think there's quite a few people with offers for Jennifer to do stuff. She just doesn't know which one to accept. I think there's, you know, she's got lots of choices and that's great. And she deserves all those choices. And I guess for us, we're going to enjoy the next couple of months. She'll be playing her last events, and then there'll be a big announcement as to what she does going forward, which will be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we mentioned, she could certainly be the host of this show.
What?
What? What? Yeah. What? What? Yeah. What? Yeah.
Quit laughing. Well, there's always the expression of passing the torch, Kev. You know, you did it in Alberta, and there's a, you know, that Manitoba might argue this about the best curling teams in the nation, you know, Manitoba and Alberta. Who does she pass it to now, Kevin? Oh, well, you know, it's interesting that we get her on the day after she announced this, and then this week we're on a regular show, we're talking to Carrie Anderson, who's from Manitoba, who's going for the big five in a row. She must be the sort of definitive face of curling next in Canada, from Manitoba.
Well, Carrie's obviously going for five. So right. She's, you know, Carrie's doing just fine on her own. Yeah. But you're right. You know, Jennifer's just that overpowering character in the game right now. And somebody has to take over that, but there's depth in women's curling around the globe and in Canada. So we'll see. Carrie Anderson, obviously though, has done fantastic the last few years. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Rachel Holman's listening right now going,
yes, what's that team on the planet?
Yeah, Rachel Holman's listening to me going, what's that, Jim, about Carrie Anderson being the face of...
That's right. Rachel's going to be tough to beat this week coming up. That's for sure.
There we go. What more can we say? It'll be the talk of the town all week and all next week that Jennifer Jones has decided to hang him up at the end of this season. And so what's the end of the season, Kevin, for her?
The Players Championship would be the last event. Yep. Right. Yeah, and that's how I finished off as well in Summerside PEI at the Players. Players last a big event of the year. And now, wait a second here. Now, there may be a mixed doubles.
Well, she's going to keep on with mixed doubles. I'm just saying. Right. When's her last?
You bet. That'll be in Toronto at the old Mattamy Center, the old Maple Leaf Gardens in April. And, boy, that place will be wild.
Whatever. I may have to attend. There we go. Congratulations, Jennifer Jones. What a career. What more can we say? And go to Wikipedia, okay? And it just goes forever about what she's accomplished. Hence, you get the name the GOAT. Greatest of all time, Jennifer Jones.